Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yizborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the first topic of Parshas Koirach, the Machloikes Koirach Vadosoy against Moshe Rabbeinu. By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perik Tezayin, Posuk Chof. By the Beir Adonoy, El Moshe Ve'el Aharon, Leimor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Aaron as follows. Separate yourselves from this congregation, and I will destroy all of them in an instant. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen fall to their faces, and they turn to Hashem and they say, "You are the God that knows the thoughts of all mankind. You know the score. You know that there's really one instigator over here that he convinced everybody to join this mishigas. Is it fair that one man sinned and you'll get angry and destroy the entire congregation?" Says Rashi, "Keila lekei aruchos, yodea machashovos, you know thoughts. Ein midos chok midas bosov adam, you're not like an earthly king. If part of the country, part of the land, rebelled against him, he doesn't know who's the sinner. If the king gets angry, he'll destroy everybody. You know exactly who's the one that sinned. Hoish echod hu achoite ve'ato al kol oido tikzoif." Rashi's making sure you don't make a mistake. Hoish echod yecheto sounds like in the future, whoever will sin, you know. But that's not what it means over here. Over here it means, hoish echod yecheto, they namely one person did a chet. His name is Koirach. And the Mosayim v'chamishim ish. And you're going to get angry and destroy everybody. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yofe amartem, gut geteinet. Ani yodea, I surely know. Umoidea michoto miloichoto. I will let known who exactly sinned and who did not. Continuing on to the next parasha. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe leimor, daber el hoido leimor, heyolu misoviv el mishkan Koirach, doson vavirom. And Hashem told Moshe to tell the nation, "Get away, remove yourselves from the surroundings, from around the tents of Koirach, doson and avirom." Says Rashi, "Heolu kitargumoi istaloku, remove, get away." Similarly, like we had above in Parshas Behaloischo, Perek Tes Posuk Yud Zayin, ulefi heolois heonon. It doesn't mean to rise; rather, it means to get away, remove. Misoviv misivois mishkan Koirach. Rashi's making sure you don't make a mistake and read the pasuk as follows. Hey, olu misoviv, come up from all around. And where should you come to? L'mishkan Koirach doson v'aviram. Of course, it's not the pshat. Rather, you got to put the words together. Hey, olu misoviv, l'mishkan Koirach doson v'aviram. Get away, remove yourselves from the tents of Koirach doson v'aviram. Pasuk chof hey, v'yokom Moshe, v'yelech el doson v'aviram. And Moshe, as a last attempt, he goes towards the tents of Dosom and Aviram, and the Ziknei Israel followed Moshe Rabbeinu. But that attempt did not work, so Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the entire congregation as follows. Remove yourselves from the tents of these wicked people and don't even touch anything that they own, because you may die because of their chatoim, if you have any shaychus to them, if you're anywhere close to them or their items. Says Rashi v'yokom Moshe. Rashi's bothered by Pasuk Chofei says he went to speak to Dosom v'Aviram, and Pasuk Chofei is speaking to the congregation. What happened? Says Rashi, Kosovu sheyisu leiponim. He thought that Dosom v'Aviram will answer Moshe Rabbeinu, be willing to speak to him. V'lo yosu, they didn't. So he speaks to the entire congregation. Pozuk chom zayin evayei olu me'al mishkan koichar doson v'avirom misoviv v'doson v'avirom yotzeu nitzovim Pesach oholeihem unashihem uvneihem v'tapom. And Am Yisrael listened, and they removed, they got away from the tents of Korach, Doson ve'Avirom, and Doson ve'Avirom come out standing proud and tall in a chutzpah. And they start blasphemizing and speaking degradingly and with a chutzpah towards Moshe Rabbeinu at the entrance of their tents, together with their wives, their children, even their babies. Says Rashi, Yotzu Nitzuvim Mekoymas Kufa, tall and proud, lecharef ulegadef, to blasphemize and to speak with chutzpah. Kimoi, where do we find this lashon of nitzovim, which means with a brazenness? Kimoi vayisyatzev aboyim yoy de Golias. Golias also says vayisyatzev, and he spoke chutzpedik over there. Vayuneshem uvneim vetapom. Why does the pasuk bring forth the babies over here? Boyurein kamo kosher machloikis. How severe and how dangerous, detrimental is a machloikis. Shari Bezdin shall mato in oinchim eloach yovishte sairois. Bezdin, down here in Bezdin shall mato, only kills a godel. A godel by a boy 13 and 2 sairois, and in a keva, a girl 12 and 2 sairois. U Bezdin shall malo ad esrim shon, only from 20 years and up. They can, because of machloikis, ovdu af yuin ke shodaim. Nursing babies were killed because of this machloikis. Nayoy mer Moshe bezois teid un ki adoinoy shlochani lasois eis kol amasim hoile kiloy milibi. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, with the following sign, you will know that Hashem has sent me to do everything I did. Aaron is the Kohen Godoil, and his children are second in command. El Sofam and Rosin is a Nosi. I didn't make this up. Says Rashi, Lassi says, Kol amasim oile shosisi al pi adibur. Losis laren kehuna gdoilo, ubonov zgone kehuno, velitzofon nosia keosi. Pozuk choftes im kemois kol odom yimusun eile, ufkudas kol ho odom yipokid alihem, lo yadoino in shalochoni. If these people die the way regular people die, and the common fate of all mankind falls upon them, in other words, they die like anybody else will die, that's a sign that Hashem did not send me. Rather, says Rashi, Elani asisi akoil midaiti, I did everything on my own. And if that's the case, uvedinu choyle kolai, then he has every right to argue on me. Why did I pick Aaron, my brother, as a kohen godoil, and Elitzofa menuruziel as a nosi? But, Pasuk Lamed, Vim biri o yivro adoino, you fotso adomo espiho, uvale o isom ves kolasher lohem, viordu haim shoilo vidate mekiniatsu anushimo eile es adoinoi. But if Hashem creates a new creation, and these people will not die a natural death, Hashem will kill them in a way that no man has ever died until this point. And what is that new creation, new type of death? The land will open up its mouth and swallow them and all of their assets. And they will go down to the grave alive. If that happens, then you will know that these men have angered Hashem. Says Rashi, v'im brio chadosho, yivro Hashem lehomis oison b'misa sheloi meis bo'odom adeino. What is that new creation? Will swallow them up. These people have angered as Hashem. And everything I did was Hashem commanding me to do. Rashi's filling in the missing words. And the Pasuk Choftes says, if they die a natural death, then lo Hashem shlochoni. And if they don't die a natural death, what's the flip side? Then you should know that yes, Hashem shlochoni, v'ani mipi agvura amalti. V'rabbi Yiseinu pirshu, what's the double loshen? Im brio, yivro Hashem. Says Rashi, im brio pelo oret misheshes meibereshis, if the mouth was there from creation, mutov is good. V'im lav, yivro Hashem, Hashem will create a mouth for the land. Posuk lamed alev, vayihinkech alo yisoy ledaber, eiz kol hadevorim o'eile, vatiboka ho'adomo asher tachteihem. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu finished his speech, the land underneath them cracked open. Vatiftach oretz es piho, vatifla oisom ves botehem, veis kol adom asher lekoirach, veis kol orechush. And the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up them, namely Dosom and Avirom, Nisheim, Uvneim, Vetapom, the entire families, Vesboteim, and all their tents, Veskol Adam Asher LeKoirach, and all the people that belong to Koirach, namely the Avodim and the Shvochois, the slaves and the maidservants, Veskol Rechush, the entire properties of Dosom and Avirom and Koirach were all swallowed up. Was Koirach included in those swallowed up by the ground? So on the one hand, in our pasuk, it sounds like Veiskol ha'odom asher leKoirach, namely the slaves of Koirach, they were swallowed up, make a diuk, but Koirach himself, not. On the other hand, open up to Parshas Pinchos in Perek Chavov, pasuk Yud. Over there it says Vatiftach ha'oretz es piyo vativla oisom ve'es Koirach. Sounds like Koirach was swallowed up by the ground. This is a machloikes Rabbi Yochanan and Rachopim in the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. Rabbi Yochanan says Koirach was not swallowed up. Chachom say he was. Posuk lamed gemol vayiredu heim vechol asher lohem chayim she'oilo vatachas aleihem ha'ored vayivedu mitoich hakohol. And they and everything that belonged to them went alive down to the grave, and that land covered up over them. And they were lost, they were destroyed from the congregation. V'chol Yisrael asher sivivoyseihem nosu lekoilom ki yomeru pentiv lo'einu ha'oretz. And the entire Am Yisrael surrounding this scene were running away because they were hearing the cries of those being swallowed up by the ground. They got scared, they were afraid me also may be swallowed up by the ground. Says Rashi, Nosu lekoilom bishvila koila yoitzel bliosom. They ran away. Why? Because of the cries of the voices, the crying voices of those being swallowed up. Posuk lamed hey beish yotze omeis adoinoi vatoichal eis hachamishim umosaim ish makrivei haketoires. And a fire went out from Hashem and consumed the 250 men that brought the Ketores. Here too we have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Chachamim. Was Korach included in the fire that consumed the people that brought the Ketores? Rabbi Yochanan says no. It says Chamishim Umosayim Ish, only 250. That does not include Korach. The Chachamim say yes, because he was also part of the Makrivei HaKetores. Aye, the Chachomim said before, Koirach was swallowed up by the ground. Say Chachomim, he was also burnt by the fire. His neshama was burnt. The fire went inside of him, consumed his neshama, and his body rolled and was swallowed up by the ground. And Rabbi Yochanan says, neither of them happened to Koirach, not the swallowing up of the ground, and not the Eish Yotzeh Me'Eish Hashem. Rather, he died by himself on a magefa, of some sort of magefa that Hashem sent. Posuk ale vaydaber adoinoi el Moshe lemoir emoir el el ozo ben Aharon hakoyhein v'yorei mes hamachtois mibein ha'sereifo v'soish zrei hol o ki kodeishu. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell el ozo, the son of Aharon HaKohen, and he should pick up the machtois, the shovels, from the area that was burnt. We said before, Eish Yotzo Meis Hashem, and burnt the Mosayim Chamishim Ish. Take away the machtois from that area, Eves Ha'esh, the burning coals, which were on the machto, Zrei Holo, pour down onto the floor, but the machtois themselves, you have to treat them with Kedusha, they have a din of Klei Shores. Says Rashi, Eves Ha'esh, Shebetoich HaMachtois, the coals, Zrei Holo, Lo Oretz, Me'al HaMachtois. Ki kodeshu the machtois vasurim ba'no, you can't use them for private use. Shari ason kli shores, the kli shores they belong to the Mishkan to Hashem. Posuk gimel eis machtois achato imo eile benavsho isom vosu isom rikuei fachim zipui la mizbeach ki krivum lifnei adoinoi vaikdoshu veyihiyu leois livnei Yisrael. And what should be done with the machtois, the shovels, after he emptied out the coals from them? Says the Pasuk, is machtois achatoim o'eleben avshoisom, the machtois of these sinners. They sinned and committed suicide. They knew exactly what's going to happen to them. Moshe Rabbeinu warned them. But after all, these machtois are klishores. They should be made into rikuei fachim. Take them and bang them out into thin sheets of copper. And then you should cover the mizbeach achitzon with them. Because after all, it was brought for Hashem, and now they became klishogas, they're kodesh. And now it will serve a purpose, v'yiyu le'oiz livnei Yisrael. This will be a sign for Bnei Yisrael. These were the people that argued on Moshe Rabbeinu. They contested the kahuna, and this is what happened to them. Says Rashi, chatoim o'yilav anav shoyisam. The word chatoim may have a connotation of like a chet. B'shoigeg, says Rashi, no. Shenasu poishim enav shoyisam. They were pesher, they committed suicide. With their lives, shenechlekua lakadosh baruch hu. Rikuei is ridudein. To flatten out, to beat out. Pachim tasin merudodin. Pachim, when you flatten out a piece of metal, a piece of copper, that tasin merudodin. Tzipui lamizbeach, lamizbeach anachoshes. Not for the inner mizbeach, rather the outer mizbeach. V'yihiyu la'ois lezikoro in a remembrance. Shiyoimru, anybody that sees it will say, will think. Eilu hoyu me'oisom shenechluk ala kuhuna v'nisrefu. This is from those who argued on the kuhuna and they were burnt. Posug daled v'yinkach elozor ha'koyhen. Eiz machtois anechoshes asher ikrivu asrufim v'yirakeum. And Elozor, he was the one that took the machtois and the choishes, the copper machtois, that those that were burnt that brought ketoiras on it, and he handed it over to the craftsmen, and they flattened it out, beaten it out, in order to cover the mizbeach with it. Vayirakum, says Rashi, the French word for beating out, making them into thin sheets. Zikoroin elivnei Yisrael leman. Asher lo yikrav ish zor asher loy mizera aharoin hu leaktir ketoyrez lifnei adonoi v'lo yiyeh kuyrar v'cha adosoi kasher diber adonoi biyad Moshe loy. And these covers, the tzipui lemizbeach, shall be a remembrance for Bnei Yisrael, in order to remind them that nobody who is a non-koyen, for he's not from the children of Aaron, he should not dare bring ketoyrin in front of Hashem. And he should not end up like Koyrach and his adosoi that argued on the kohuna. Look what happened to them when they brought ketoyrin. They were killed. Because bringing the ketores is reserved only for Aaron Ubonov, kasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe loy, as Hashem spoke to Moshe regarding Aaron, that the ketores and avodas hakohuna belongs to Aaron and his children only. That's a Rashi learned the poshup shot in the posuk. We'll see Rashi. He'll tell us at Rashi also. Says Rashi, v'lo yechi koirach. The pshat says Rashi, kedei shelo yechi koirach, in order that he should not end up like koirach. Even though the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara says anybody that's machzik b'machloikes is over an aloisa say v'luyech koirach. That's a drash, but the poshup shad is it's not a law, rather it's a kedei in order that. Kashal diber Hashem biad Moshe loy k'moy olov. Olov loy means over here regarding al aharin diber el Moshe sheyuhu bonov kohanim lefichoch loy krav ish zor ashaloy mizera aharin. Because of what Hashem spoke to Moshe regarding Aaron, that he is allowed to bring toilets. Whenever it says the word loy next to the word dibu, it means regarding, not to. That is the poshup shat Rashi learns the posuk that the words kashal diber Hashem biad Moshe loy is not referring to koirach that we just finished saying. Rather, the v'luyach koirach is in brackets in this posuk. Kashal diber Hashem is going back to Aaron. That's the poshup shat. Says Rashi umed roshoi. Rashi will connect kashal diber Hashem biad Moshe loy yes to the words v'luyach koirach adosoi. That will be the flow according to the drash. Umedroshoi al koirach, kasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe loy. This is what Hashem spoke to Moshe regarding koirach. That this is what's going to happen to koirach with his machloikas. Hashem told Moshe he's going to end up dying. Says Rashi, umau biyad Moshe. Why did it say biyad Moshe? Should it say kasher diber Hashem el Moshe? Whoever argues, whoever contests the kahuna, shaloikim betzoras gets tzoras. Moshe lo kamoshe Rabbeinu biyodei. Moshe Rabbeinu got tzoras in Parsha Shmois. Shenema v'yitzio v'yine yodei mitzoras kasholek. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, regarding Am Yisrael, v'heim lo yaminu li. Where do we find that whoever argues, contests the kahuna, gets tzoras, v'chein alkein loko uziyo bitzoras. Posekin tells us in Sefer Divrei Hayomim, Uziyo was a melech Yehuda, and he decided to bring ktoires, and he was punished with tzoras. Posuk vav vayiloinu kol adas bnei Yisrael mimachoros al Moshe v'al Aharon emoiratem hamitem es am Adonai. The day afterwards, Am Yisrael start complaining to Moshe and Aharon. You are at fault that all these people died. Why do you have to come up with this keteris contest and have all these people dead? Could you imagine? Posuk Zayin Avayehi Vayikoy Loido El Moshe Al Moshe Al Aharon Vayifnu El Oy El Moed Veinayichi So Anon Vayiro Kevoid Adonai. When people started, when the nation started gathering unto Moshe and Aharon, they turned to the Oy El Moed, and Hashem appeared in the form of an Onon. That's how the Shechina appears to Am Yisrael. Vayavoy Moshe Aharon El Penei Oy El Moed, and Moshe and Aharon come to the entrance of Oy El Moed. If it was up to me, I'd rather put the Aliyah of Revi after Posuk Hey. Although it's one long story, but over here it's mamish in the middle of an event. Posuk Vov Zayin Ches tells us Am Yisrael is complaining, and Hashem appeared in Oy El Moed, and what happened? Posuk Tes. Vaidaber Adonai El Moshe Lemor. Hey Roy, Momitoi Hoido Azois Vachaloisom Keroga. Vaipelu Alpnehem. And Hashem spoke to Moshe as follows: separate yourselves from this congregation, and I will destroy them all in an instant. And Moshe and Aaron fall on their faces to daven to Hashem. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, kach es amachto, v'seno lehoesh me'al ha'mizbeach v'sim ketoires, v'hoylech mehero el hoido v'chapir aleihem, ki yotzo ha'ketzev milifnei Adonai, heichel hanogef. And Moshe tells Aharon, take a shovel and put fire on it, put coals on it, from the Mizbeach, and put keturas on it, and quickly bring it to the congregation and bring a kapora upon them. Because I see that Hashem's anger already went out, and it's the Magefa. The Magefa started already, the plague. Says Rashi v'chaper alem, roze mosaloi malach ha-moves k'sholo l'orukhia. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shomayim to get the Torah, or maybe it was for the Luchos Shniyos, whenever he went up, the Malach HaMoves gave Moshe a secret. He told him, "Shaktuires oitzer magefa. Ktuires taps a plague. Kedisa maser the Shabbos." Posuk Yud Beis. Vayikach Aharon kasher diber Moshe. Vayoros el toich hakohol beinei chil hanegev ba'om. Vayitenes haketuires vayichaper al ha'om. And Aharon took the machto, just as Moshe has told him, the machto with the coals, and he ran into the kohol, and he sees the plague has already started, and immediately he puts the ketores on the coals, and he was mechaperi atoned for the nation. It will take the pasuk literally, that he first ran into the kohol, and then he put the ketores on the coals, which was on the machto, that would not be kasher diber Moshe, because Moshe and pasuk et Aleph told him, first, put the ketores on the coals, and then bring it to the nation. Over here it would sound like the reverse. Unless you say that Vayitenes HaKetores, he had already put the ketores on the coals before he was Vayoros al Teich HaKol, but why the Pasuk said it this way, I don't know. Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayamud Bein HaMesimin Uvein HaChayim Vatei Otzar HaMagifo. Rashi learns Vaya'amoid Bein HaMesi Bein HaChaim is referring to the Malach HaMoves. The Malach HaMoves was held in place. He killed many people and he wants to kill more people. But because Aaron brought the Keteres stopped him in middle of his work. But the Magefa stopped temporarily. That's how Rashi learns. Because the problem is Take a look later on in Pasuk Tesvov. Over there it says, "Vayoshev Aaron el Moshe el Pesach Oyel Moed v'Amagayif Onetzora," and the plague stopped. I thought it stopped already in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Why did it stop twice? So that's how Rashi learns. Pasuk Yud Gimel says that Aaron stopped the Malach HaMoves temporarily. And the Malach HaMoves says, "Aaron, what are you doing over here? I have a job to do." And Aaron says, "What do you mean? I also have a job to do. Moshe sent me to bring the Ketores to stop you." Says the Malach HaMoves, "Hashem sent me. Who sent you?" Says Aaron, "Moshe sent me." But of course, everything Moshe says is mipi Hashem. So let's go argue it out by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayoshev Aaron el Moshe el Pesach el Moed. And the Malach HaMoves indeed sees that this was Hashem sent Moshe to send Aaron. And then the Magefa Ne'etzoro, finally and completely the Magefa stopped. Says Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayamoy Bein HaMeisim. Who stopped? The Malach HaMoves stopped. Ochaz es HaMaloch, through the Ketores, Aaron stopped the Malach HaMoves, then midin al kochot. Omar lo HaMaloch, hanach li lalosh et lichusi, let me do my job. Omar lo, he says, Aaron, Moshe tzivani, la'akav al yodcho. Omar lo, he says, the Malach HaMoves, ani shluche shel mokoim, ve'ato shluche shel Moshe. Who wins? Omar lo, he says, Aaron, ein Moshe oimar klumi liboi, elo mepi ha'gvuro. Imeino tomamin, hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, el Pesach Oyel Moed. They're all there by Pesach Oyel Moed. Boy, imi yusha'al, let's go ask. V'zehu shenemar, that's Pshat Posuk Yud Gimel. V'yoshov Aaron el Moshe, el Pesach Oyel Moed, the Posuk ends off, HaMageifo Ne'etzoro. That's what Rashi's bothered by. Why do we need the Mageifo to stop twice? That's the Teretz. In Posuk Gimel, it stopped temporarily until they argue it out. In Posuk Tezvov, that's when it stopped completely. Dovor Acher. I'm not sure what the Dovor Acher over here is. Rashi is going to say, L'chera, a new idea. Why was the Ketores chosen to stop the Magefa? That could fit with the first Pshat. It's not a different Pshat. Any idea? Lomo b'Ketores. Why was Ketores chosen to stop the Magefa? L'fisho Yisrael me'alizin me'ranini me'ala Ketores lo'imhal. Sama movesu Ketores is something very dangerous. It kills. Al yodoy meisu nodova aviu. In Parsha Shmini, Al Yodoy Nisrefu Chamishim U'Masayim Ish. In this Parsha, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiru She'oitzer Magefu. On the contrary, Ketores could also stop a Magefu. What's killing these people? What killed Nodvan Aviu and the Chamishim U'Masayim Ish? V'chet Hu HaMemis. It's Chatoim that kill, not Ketores. Posuk Yudalet V'ayihiyu HaMeisim Magefu Arba Osor Elef. How many people died in this plague? 14,700, besides those who died directly because of the machlokes of Koirach, namely Mosayim Chamishim Ish and Dosov and Aviram and their families. And Aaron returns to Moshe. By the entrance of Oyel Moed, like Rashi said before, he's coming back with the Malach HaMoves to argue this out with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which command should they listen to. And then, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malach HaMoves, Moshe is my shliach, I told him to send Aaron instead of Magefa, and then Magefa Ne'etzora, the plague stopped completely. Adkan, the second part of the first topic of Parshas Koirach, Machlokes Koirach V'Adosoi against Moshe Rabbeinu.